Week 16, Wednesday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Cry out with joy to God, all the earth, serve the Lord with gladness. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Cry out with joy to God, all the earth, serve the Lord with gladness. O God, creation's secret force, yourself unmoved, all motion's source, who from the moon till evening ray, through all its changes guide the day, grant us, when this short life is past, the glorious evening that shall last, that by a holy death attained, eternal glory may be gained. To God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit, three in one, may every tongue and nation raise an endless song of thankful praise. My soul, give thanks to the Lord, and never forget all his blessings. Psalm 102. My soul, give thanks to the Lord, all my being bless his holy name. My soul, give thanks to the Lord, and never forget all his blessings. It is he who forgives all your guilt, who heals every one of your ills, who redeems your life from the grave, who crowns you with love and compassion, who fills your life with good things, renewing your youth like an eagle's. The Lord does deeds of justice, gives judgment for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, and his deeds to Israel's sons. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My soul, give thanks to the Lord, and never forget all his blessings. As a father has compassion on his sons, the Lord has pity on those who fear him. Psalm 102 continued. The Lord is compassion and love, slow to anger and rich in mercy. His wrath will come to an end, he will not be angry for ever. He does not treat us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our faults. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so strong is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our sins. As a father has compassion on his sons, the Lord has pity on those who fear him. For he knows of what we are made, he remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flowers like the flower in the field, the wind blows and he is gone, and his place never sees him again. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. As a father has compassion on his sons, the Lord has pity on those who fear him. Give thanks to the Lord, all his works. Psalm 102 concluded. But the love of the Lord is everlasting upon those who hold him in fear. His justice reaches out to children's children when they keep his covenant in truth, when they keep his will in their mind. The Lord has set his sway in heaven, and his kingdom is ruling over all. Give thanks to the Lord, all his angels, mighty in power, fulfilling his word, who heed the voice of his word. Give thanks to the Lord, all his hosts, his servants who do his will. Give thanks to the Lord, all his works. In every place where he rules, my soul, give thanks to the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Give thanks to the Lord, all his works. Make me grasp the way of your precepts, Lord. I will meditate on your wonders. A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 3. The law was carved in letters on stone tablets, and God's glory appeared when it was given. Even though the brightness on Moses' face faded away, it was so strong that the people of Israel could not keep their eyes fixed on him. If the law, whose service was to bring death, came with such glory, how much greater is the glory that belongs to the service of the Spirit? The service by which men are condemned was glorious. How much more glorious is the service by which men are declared innocent? We may say that, because of the far greater glory now, the glory that was so bright in the past is gone. For if there was glory in that which lasted for a while, how much more glory is there in that which lasts forever? Because we have this hope, we are very bold. We are not like Moses, who had to put a veil over his face so that the people of Israel would not see the brightness fade and disappear. Their minds, indeed, were closed, and to this very day their minds are covered with the same veil as they read the books of the Old Covenant. The veil is removed only when a man is joined to Christ. Even today, when they read the Law of Moses, the veil still covers their minds, but it is removed, as the Scripture says, Moses' veil was removed when he turned to the Lord. Now the Lord, in this passage, is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is present, there is freedom. All of us, then, reflect the glory of the Lord with uncovered faces, and that same glory coming from the Lord, who is the Spirit, transforms us into his very likeness in an ever greater degree of glory. God, in his mercy, has given us this service, and so we do not become discouraged. We put aside all secret and shameful deeds. We do not act with deceit, nor do we falsify the word of God. In the full light of truth, we live in God's sight, and try to commend ourselves to everyone's good conscience. For if the gospel we preach is hidden, it is hidden only to those who are being lost. They do not believe because their minds have been kept in the dark by the evil god of this world. He keeps them from seeing the light shining on them, the light that comes from the good news about the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God. Responsory from 2 Corinthians. All of us reflect the glory of the Lord with uncovered faces. As we contemplate his glory, we are transformed into his own likeness, and ourselves increase in glory. We worship God through his Spirit and rejoice in our life in Jesus Christ. As we contemplate his glory, we are transformed into his own likeness, and ourselves increase in glory. A reading from the Imitation of Christ, Book 2, Chapter 1. Turn to the Lord with your whole heart, and forsake this wretched world. Your soul shall find rest. The kingdom of God is peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Christ will come to you and discover his consolation to you if you prepare him a worthy dwelling within you. All his glory and beauty are from within, and there it is that he takes his delight. Many are his visits to the man of inward life. With such a one he holds delightful converse, granting him sweet comfort, much peace, and an intimacy astonishing beyond measure. Come then, faithful soul, prepare your heart for this, your spouse, that he may vouchsafe to come to you and dwell within you. For so he says, "If any man love me, he will keep my word, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him." Make room, therefore, for Christ, and refuse entrance to all others. When you have Christ, you are rich, and have need of nothing else. He will provide for you, and in all things your faithful procurator. You shall not need to look to men. Put your whole trust in God. Let him be your fear and your love. He will answer for you, and will graciously do for you as shall be best. You have no lasting city here. Wherever you may be, you are a stranger and a pilgrim. Nor will you ever have rest, except you be inwardly united with Christ. Let your meditation be on the Most High, and your petitions directed to Christ without ceasing. If you know how to meditate on high and heavenly things, rest in the passion of Christ, and love to dwell within his sacred wounds. Suffer with Christ and for Christ, if you desire to reign with Christ. Had you but once entered perfectly into the heart of Jesus, and tasted a little of his burning love, then would you care for nothing for your own convenience or inconvenience, but would rather rejoice at the reproaches cast upon you, for the love of Jesus makes a man despise himself. Responsory from Psalm 70. In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your justice, rescue me and free me. It is you, O Lord, who are my hope, my trust, O Lord, since my youth. In your justice, rescue me and free me. Let us pray. Be gracious, Lord, to all who serve you, and in your kindness increase your gifts of grace within us, so that fervent in faith, hope, and love, we may be ever on the watch and persevere in doing what you command. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.